Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim again here at One Harmonic Hole. We have recognized some rebalancing going on around the world and around ourselves in our environment. And in the past, most of us would have went into, say, a rebalance called change. And anytime, well, I shouldn't say anytime, but most often, when we go through a change, we start this grieving, sorrow, loss. We go through the grief stages, and we don't have to go there anymore. We don't have to go to that depths anymore. We can literally say, no, we're just rebalancing what's happening. The shifts of summer into fall have really ticked up recently, and a lot of people are trying to get things done. From the summer going into fall, we're going back to school. A lot of people, some people are going back to work now. It's just a lot of rebalancing going on.
I
And
didn't.
a
Go
lot of
ahead.
time, a lot of times, yeah, we go into like more of a negative state, like, oh my gosh, like, oh, this is coming, this is coming. And Jill had an amazing memory of somebody who absolutely would love to see our area. And it was just like, what? You can go to negative
Yeah.
or positive.
Take a negative or a positive. I met a lady years ago who had lived in a region of the world where there was virtually no season change. Near the equator, okay. No, yes, and am I making stuff up here, Kim? Anyway, I'll stick with very little
No.
season change. Do like that little conversation I was having in my head out loud for everyone. They're rebalance that and remember what I'm doing here. Okay. Anyway, the seasons didn't change there, and I met her, and she was like her lifelong dream was to be able to come to an area of the world and see season change as it was fall that she wanted to see. And she just beamed like ecstasy and bliss, like off the charts. She just wanted to experience that. And that is an option that we have at a time of change right now. Obviously, most of us are not going to go into ecstasy and bliss over a season change, but some people will because some people absolutely love this time of year. But it really doesn't matter if you like the season or the time of year or any of that stuff. What we're getting at here is there's change, and we get to decide how we want to roll with that change. And we're suggesting to rebalance yourself. We're suggesting it's already happening. I actually believe it is. I think it may be one of the most calm transitions. A couple of weeks ago, Kim, we talked about the overlap season. Summer back to school overlap was kind of intense. This just feels calm, calm, calm. Just like yesterday, there's still more calm around, and I honestly do not recall a like back to school season that has felt this calm. I'm like ticking back in my mind going, maybe when I was a little kid, it was kind of calm, but I might be making that up. So I'm going to say I don't recall.
And there was something little that Jill and I both happened to ourselves yesterday about just a lovely rebalancing, like a not a memory, but an idea or a suggestion or a thought or a change in perceptions that literally kicked into gear very calmly, very softly, like, wow, okay. And it was a fast rebalance. Oh, I should do this. Okay. And there was no judgment with it. It was just like a recognition, and you just did it. It was crazy how smooth that went.
Yeah, it was kind of quiet, kind of calm like yesterday, but also kind of quiet. Like if you're still engaging, really chaotic, wild energies, you may be missing these little opportunities that are being presented to you, these big opportunities that are being presented to you throughout a day. You've just got to get a little more balance. We can't be off in such extremes any longer. It's just too hard on our human bodies and minds. we just can't take the extremities. You know, it's like we can go out there, but we need to come back to the center. Remember the teeter-totter, Kim, that we talked about?
Yes. Yep. It's like, teeter-totter. Yep.
It's like that. You can go off to the one end of the teeter-totter, but you got to come back to the center. And then when you're in the center and you're in that stillness, it's a very fun and exciting place to be. And all of a sudden you go, yeah, I want to go off to that side. And then you come back. And as you do that, now you're playing with it and it's enjoyable. Now you can do it. When we stay off in the extreme and we just stay there, it's just no fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like people have, there's something that is definitely going on right now that the awareness has really stepped up and people are catching themselves a lot faster, a lot sooner. So whomever is listening, thank you. Good job. Thank you. Good job. Keep up the good work because we're feeling it. We're recognizing it off of your energies.
Exactly. And that is a, yes, and that is a deeply heartfelt thank you. I can tell because what one of us does, all of us experience. Ooh. And so doing that kind of work and
big yawn there,
bringing that kind of awareness and bringing more balance and it's bringing more joy too. It really is. It's not all like right here in our face yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Rebalance.
So no crazy, no crazy energies today, which is sometimes a little bit of a blessing. We've had some doozies of ones lately, and this one this week is definitely ticked down. So thank you, everyone. Controlling your emotions.
Uh-huh. And your thoughts for balancing them out. Keep the rebalancing going. It's awesome.
Yes.
Ooh. All right. Well, thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.